Lights in the lights. Lights in the lights. Lights in the lights. Lights in the lights.
And good evening and welcome to Outbeat Music. I'm Michaela Kennan. Tonight we usher in 2013 and say hello to the Age of Aquarius with the ambient and electronic sounds of music for a new age. You'll hear the inspiration of artists such as Mark Barnes, Brian Crane, Macayo, the late Arthur Russell, and a few more just to keep the journey going. It's a cosmic kind of evening here at KRCB. Settle in and stay with us.
On the rainbow ride, to pitch your tent and go inside.
And welcome back. You are tuned in to Outbeat Music. Tonight, your ambient connection to the LGBT community right here in the North Bay. I'm Michaela Kennan. Got Mary Moore Campagna on the engineering boards. We're featuring New Age music, music for a new age this evening, a very broad genre of entertainment sound that is technology-driven. The kinds of things like synthesizers, equalizers, a whole host of audio effects, defined more by the feeling or the effect produced than actually the instruments used to create it. And so tonight's playlist showcases a host of sound produced with electronics, from the familiar and melodic to some playful and experimental, to building waves of texture and layer. This is music of the mind and imagination, sometimes otherworldly, sometimes close to the heart. So let's take just a brief break, go with Greg Morali and the Outbeat News, and then the journey's on.
Good evening, this is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for Sunday, January 13th, 2013. 18-year-old Ryan Anderson and his family celebrated earlier this week that he might be one step closer to getting his Eagle Award after an official Eagle Board review unanimously approved Ryan's Eagle application. You may recall that the 18-year-old Eagle Scout applicant was denied his Eagle Scout Award after coming out as gay. According to Eagle Scout and Scouts for Equality founder Zach Walls, the volunteer Eagle Board of Review traditionally has authority over Eagle applications, and, if approved, a Scout leaves the meeting with an understanding that he will be an Eagle Scout. In Ryan's case, the board chair took an additional step and received verbal confirmation from Scout executive John Finolio that he would approve Ryan's application. But Ryan's victory was short-lived, as Finolio, a paid employee of the Boy Scouts of America, reversed course and rejected the board's unanimously approved application, an unprecedented action. Local Scout volunteers speculate that Finolio's decision was heavily influenced by the Boy Scouts of America national organization. Although it appears Scout executive Finolio succeeded to pressure from the national organization, Ryan's scouting community, including the official Eagle Board of Review that unanimously approved Ryan's Eagle application, does not support discrimination. We'll have more in this story in this month's edition of Outbeat News in depth. And here locally, a Santa Rosa man was brutally attacked by at least three men in their early 20s or 30s on New Year's Day after leaving the R3 Hotel. The victim, who's still fearing for his safety, prefers to remain anonymous, was alone while attempting to walk the short distance from the popular gay resort to the West Sonoma Inn, where he was sharing a room with a friend. One of the men positioned himself to block the victim while he walked on the sidewalk that runs along 4th Street and refused to allow the victim to pass. When the victim told the man in his way to allow him to pass, he was then struck from behind by one of the other men and found himself on the ground being repeatedly punched and kicked. After the victim managed to get onto his feet, he ran back to the R3 Hotel, where one of the bartenders working phoned 911. A Sonoma County sheriff and EMTs from the Guerneville Fire Department arrived at the R3 shortly after 2 a.m. The victim told the sheriff about the attack, after which they asked him many questions, including whether the assailants used any homophobic slurs before, during, or after the assault. The victim told the sheriff that he could not recall any such slurs being used. He was then taken to the emergency room at Kaiser Hospital in Santa Rosa, where his wounds were tended to, and he underwent a CAT scan twice to make sure that there were no concussions or brain damage. The victim's eyes were swollen shut for longer than 2 days after the attack, and he was told by doctors to expect a bloody nose for 3 to 4 weeks. Despite the both physical and psychological trauma the victim still experiences, he feels compelled to share his story so others are aware of the threat of violence LGBT folks still face in what most assume is a safe haven in the Russian River area. The victim said, "There is no doubt in my mind that this was a hate crime. I was attacked on a deserted street after leaving a gay bar. A group of my friends who were staying at the same hotel I was booked in had left the R3 and walked the same way I was walking not 10 minutes earlier. I was not involved in any altercation with anyone during the 2 days I was in Guerneville. In fact, it was my birthday, and I was having a great time with friends up until the assault. The brutal manner in which I was assaulted could happen for no other reason than homophobia. I think gay-owned businesses in Guerneville need to make more of an effort to ensure the safety of their patrons." The victim has still not heard back from the Sonoma County Sheriff concerning the progress being made in the case, but he says he will urge the department to continue their pursuit of the assailants. Lieutenant Glenn Lawrence of the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department stated that arrests are unlikely because the victim was not able to provide enough information about his attackers and there were no witnesses or surveillance video. Lawrence said it was a very busy night in Guerneville and the sheriffs were responding to many calls involving altercations and other incidents. He added that the case is dead in the water unless new information about the attack becomes available. Most importantly, Lieutenant Lawrence commented that even though the assaults may very well have been a hate crime, it's not being pursued as such because of a lack of evidence. The Sonoma County Commission on Human Rights will discuss the assault during their meeting on Tuesday, January 22nd. This meeting is open to the public and begins at 5:30 p.m. at 2550 Ventura Avenue in Santa Rosa. Now here's your calendar of events for the coming week. On Monday, January 14th at 7 p.m., the Spanish-speaking parent support group will gather at Positive Images, 312 Chin Street in Santa Rosa. And on Tuesday, January 15th at 6:30 p.m., the Transgender North Bay group will meet at Positive Images. On Thursday, January 17th from 9:30 to 11 a.m., the Novato Breakfast for LGBT Seniors will take place at Sam's Place, 1545 South Novato Boulevard in Novato. And finally, on January 18th at 10:30 a.m., the Sonoma Valley Seniors Group will gather at the Vintage House Senior Center, 264 First Street East in Sonoma. If you have news or an event you'd like to share with our listeners, tell us about it by going to our brand new website at outbeatnews.com. And stay connected with us during the week on Facebook and Twitter for the latest LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond. For Gary Carnevale, I'm Greg Moralia. Now back to Outbeat Music with Michaela Kennan. Thank you.
Lovely music, is it not? Mark Barnes, incidentally, is a regularly featured gentleman on numerous New Age and Smooth Jazz radio stations. He does have an extensive repertoire of nominations and performance awards in the music industry, some of which include Pride in the Arts and the Out Music Awards. If you're interested in knowing more about Mark, do check him out at markbarnesmusic.com. Brian Crane, C-R-A-I-N, is also a friend of our community. He led that second song in the set entitled Time Forgotten. And if you're interested in knowing more about him, do check him out at briancrane.com. He's a very noted and prolific composer of generally film scores and commercial music. Largely self-taught, he had a passion to play professional baseball, but the music won out. He gave up piano for a while, but couldn't stop the song, and so he went back to music, and now his music is in demand worldwide. So again, check him out at briancrane.com. That last song that you just heard was also a Mark Barnes original. It was written in honor of former U.S. representative and now survivor of a gunman's assault, Gabby Gifford, and that was entitled Gabby's Song. You're listening to Outbeat Music here on KRCB-FM. I'm Michaela Kennan. We're playing the ambient and electronic sounds of music for a new age. Sonic textures and layers are common in this genre, often building upon maybe a common bass drone or a percussive beat. You'll hear melodies that are often repetitive and hypnotic, a little trance-inducing sometimes. The idea is to take the listener to another place. Let's continue with The Sound of Arrows and their duo And Beyond.
Thank you.
And once again, Swedish electronic duo The Sound of Arrows opening up that set, followed by Mark Barnes and a now-defunct group known as Five with Adagio Mezzocchiard, a great fusion mix of Gregorian chant with a techno beat. Changing pace a bit as we kind of near the three-quarter hour, Charles Arthur Russell Jr. was an American cellist, composer, singer, musician, whose work spanned the genres of classical, disco, experimental, folk, and rock. Although relatively unknown during his lifetime, his genius and work is prolific, and his profile has risen significantly over the last 10 years or so. For our purposes this evening, his music brings to light elements of minimalism, experiment, and self-exploration through the musical score. One interesting thing about the piece I'm going to play, if you hear a few things that sound like static and buzzes and little sounds that are uncommon to the ear, they are intended, and that's some of the beauty of electronic music and very, very much Arthur Russell's style. He was quite an experimental guy. He loved sound. It is said that he was notorious for leaving songs unfinished and continually revising his work. Arthur Russell died of AIDS, unfortunately, at the age of 40 in 1992. Hold tight here. We've got a few technical difficulties. We'll be right back. And once again, you heard the late Arthur Russell, a cut from Mark Barnes, and then a cut from Bear Tracks 2. That's what you're listening to now. It's entitled Tony with a Lorian, taking us right up to the hour. I do want to invite you to join us next week for Outbeat Collage. Gary and I will be talking with local writers Venus Mayer, a.k.a. the Singing Chiropractor, and Jenny Orvino, author of Poetry, Politics, and Passion. My thanks to Mary Moore Campagna for standing by this evening. To you, our loyal listeners and supporters of Outbeat Radio, I'm Michaela Kennan. Here's to great beginnings in 2013. As always, don't forget to be real, be remarkable, and always keep that song in your heart. I'll see you next time.